Have you ever heard of Amy Carmichael? She devoted 55 years of her life to a country not her own, most of it in the first half of the 20th century. In India, she became a safe haven for discarded girls. During this time in India, families who either didn't want their daughters, desired to exchange them for money, or wanted favor from the gods would sell them to the Hindu temple. The temple priests would use these young girls as prostitutes to earn money for the temple. A young girl named Preena, only 7 years old, escaped the temple one evening and found Amy Carmichael. Preena pleaded that she not be sent back to the temple. Amy knew that if Preena returned, she'd be beaten and perhaps even killed at the hands of those at the temple. Though Amy could have been charged with kidnapping and thrown in prison, she knew she couldn't subject Preena to the life she'd come from. Amy's love for Preena started a movement in which Amy would be called Amma, or mother, to hundreds of unwanted children. When these children were asked about what drew them to Amy, they would say, "It was love. Amma loved us." The work in this community expanded to unwanted boys, many who were born to temple prostitutes. Amy's life of service to the discarded of this East Indian community resulted from the great love that God had shown her. How do you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. We'd love to have you join us this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.